Outsourcing and offshoring. Those are words our parents and grandparents never really encountered. But if you've worked in Michigan the past 10 to 15 years, it's a pretty safe bet you are very aware of outsourcing and offshoring, as American manufacturers have sent tens of thousands of jobs overseas or across the border to Mexico, China, India, and other countries. Setting up foreign plants or farming out work to foreign manufacturers in those countries where labor is cheaper and therefore costs are lower. But there's a new term being heard these days, reshoring. Could it be work is coming home from those distant shores? Tobias Schoonhill is a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University. And Tom Harrison is CEO of Michigan Ladder Company. It's based in Ypsilanti. Welcome to both of you. Tobias, I'd like to start with you. Can you define for us just what reshoring is?
Well, we define reshoring as a U.S. company bringing back manufacturing operations from an overseas location. So it's not like the company sourced products from overseas. We would term that global sourcing. The company would actually have overseas an overseas manufacturing facility that is owned by that U.S. company. And companies did that 10 or 15 years ago primarily because of the competitive wage rates that were paid in overseas locations.
And your research is finding that there is a growing number of companies thinking of reversing that and bringing production back to the States. Why is that?
Well, that's very exciting research and also was kind of surprising to us. We found that about 40% of our respondents in a survey of around 319 professionals here in the U.S., they indicated an increased movement of manufacturing plants back to the U.S. And the primary reason that we can associate with that development is the increasing wage rates in formerly attractive countries like China and India. The wage rates are increasing, education levels are increasing, in addition to the constrained economic environment that we've been facing for the last 2 or 3 years. That puts a whole lot more strain on companies of making the right sourcing decision, the right offshoring decision.
And one of those companies is the Michigan Ladder Company based in Ypsilanti. Tom Harrison, you're CEO, and you have rethought the outsourcing decision. Tell me how you've changed, what changes you've made in manufacturing, and you're bringing jobs back in here to Michigan.
We did. And in our particular case, we have begun the assembly of fiberglass ladders. And in our case, we never actually assembled fiberglass ladders here. We have always been a wood ladder manufacturer. And we have always purchased our fiberglass ladders from other countries, Mexico, China, and so forth. So in our particular case, it was not a situation where we did this once upon a time, stopped doing it, exported those jobs, and bringing them back. In our case, these are truly new jobs. But what drove that decision are some of the things that Tobias had mentioned, and that is that on a very basic level, when you are sourcing from another country, you are trading cheap labor for freight. So what you're hoping to realize by having inexpensive labor in places like China gets offset by the fact that you do have to ship these things here, and there is a cost to the freight. Freight has gone up. Freight will continue to go up. There's really no end in sight in terms of the increase in freight costs. And as Tobias had mentioned, the wage rates in places like China and other countries are going up at a very fast rate. You know, right now I think China still enjoys a competitive advantage to some extent, but from our perspective, we think that will decrease over time.
What kind of reaction have you had from customers? Or did they even notice? Or does that Made in America sticker matter more today?
We think there's no question there's an advantage. There's to having a Made in USA product is, I think, very important to a lot of our consumers, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback from customers, suppliers that have heard that we have brought these, that we brought the manufacturing here. Now, we've had nothing but very, very positive feedback about, you know, having these things assembled here.
Certainly, we've seen China facing some new competition from other developing Asian countries. Could you see another surge of outsourcing as countries, let's say, like Thailand, try to grab new business and present opportunities, saying, well, okay, the Chinese wages are going up, we'll work for whatever, less. It seems to always move outward. So could you see other outsourcing options presenting itself to American companies?
Well, definitely India. That's a very popular location. And then there's also currently the debate going on of exactly what you're asking, where the next offshoring and outsourcing locations will be. Mm-hmm. And some individuals, some scholars suggest other parts of Asia, then others suggest Africa. We haven't seen that movement actually materialize. but these are the sentiments that I'm hearing from some of my colleagues.
And Cindy, if I could just maybe add to that, I think as a manufacturer, you're always looking at your options in terms of sourcing. I think if you look at what's happened with China and Mexico, and I think this is not just true in business, but it's true in politics, it's certainly true culture, that sometimes we see an opportunity, and a lot of manufacturers saw that opportunity sourcing in other countries, and there's a rush to source overseas. And we overcorrect. We just send too much. And we sort of realize, well, we've overcorrected, and now things are sort of settling back where some of those jobs are coming back. Will everything come back? No.
Mm-hmm.
Should everything come back? I don't think that it probably should, but I think you're seeing a lot more manufacturing coming back to the States because I think people realize we just simply overcorrected.
Tom, have you seen your investment in deciding to produce the fiberglass product here instead of in China? Have you seen your investment in doing that justified?
We have so far. We've begun the assembly in the third quarter of this year, and we really are doing it now in earnest. You know, there's sort of a slow ramp up, and we've already realized the benefits of having the assembly here. And it's not been without a few problems, and we still have to sort those out. But anytime you have a new initiative, that happens. But overall, we're thrilled with our decision to bring the assembly of our fiberglass ladders here.
And that has meant what in terms of jobs?
Well, we've added several new jobs. We're looking to add additional people now in terms of maintenance folks and other guys in the plant. So we've added several jobs, and we'll continue to add more.
I want to ask both of you your views on companies that might consider Mexico. Certainly, drug violence in Mexico has restricted many U.S. companies from allowing their people into those most troubled areas of northern Mexico, although there are a number of announcements of companies building new factories in southern Mexico. How has that drug violence perhaps made companies more wary of doing business in Mexico?
I think from our perspective, it certainly has. We had a supplier in Mexico, and that was absolutely an issue with doing business there and certainly with travel. I mean, I've all but stopped traveling to Mexico because I was traveling to some of those spots that have become plagued with violence from the drug cartels.
Would it be safe then to say, for both of you to address this, has the bloom gone off the rose of outsourcing, or you're just, it's still good but used in perhaps a different way?
From my perspective, I think, as I mentioned before, you're always looking at your sourcing alternatives, and there are legitimate reasons why I think you look just globally in terms of how you're going to source things. I think what's happened is, as I mentioned, we've overcorrected, things are settling down, and I think people are being a lot more pragmatic about their decision and where they're going to source and manufacture. And I think long-term, you'll probably see a model evolve worldwide where people will manufacture more locally for their markets. That doesn't mean everything will be manufactured in every single country, but I think you're looking at more localized manufacturing.
Yeah, we are seeing that also in our research that like almost every company that I talked to that had operations in Mexico, they say we are avoiding that country and we are not sending our representatives there to visit. So I would definitely agree with that. And then in terms of the future of offshoring or reshoring, the term that we've come up with, I think we could describe it as right shoring. So not offshoring or home shoring, but right shoring, meaning that you need to find the right location, whether that be overseas or domestically. So depending on your product, depending on the customers that you need to satisfy, there will be a best solution. And that might not be overseas, that might not be domestically. It would depend on the individual product and the industry and the consumers.
But I think I'm hearing both of you say, as this correction happens toward, Professor, what you call right shoring, that could indeed mean more jobs right here in Michigan for workers who perhaps saw that work head overseas.
Oh, I would definitely hope so. I would definitely also expect that to be happening, that that a lot more jobs are created in the U.S. And we also had that in one of our questions. And if I remember correctly, it was like 28 or 29% of the respondents indicated that their plans or that they're seeing plans developed to build new manufacturing infrastructure here in the U.S. So that's definitely encouraging. But then also, as Tom mentioned, we are probably not going to see everything being made up, what we lost in terms of jobs. There will some jobs that will be coming back, but probably not to the extent that we have lost.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for talking with us today on Stateside. We've been talking with Professor Tobias Schoonhill of Michigan State University and the CEO of Michigan Ladder Company, Tom Harrison. Thanks so much.
Cindy, thank you.
Thanks.